what we can do is we just send this, we just go paragraph by paragraph. I'll read one, we'll discuss it. You read the next one, we'll discuss it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we'll just go down the piece of paper here. Pretty much. All right, it's Wednesday, December 13th, or
yes.
13th. It's a special meeting. It's a workshop of the Kootuat Water District. The topic, singular topic, is the going over the description of the superintendent's job and coming up with an evaluation criteria. Present is Mr. Hoppenstead, Commissioner Chris Wiseman, Superintendent, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Superintendent Chris Wiseman, and Don Campbell. Vic is not here right now. So we're just going to go over, we have right with, in front of us a document, and we're just going to go over all the different duties that we have written down so far and discuss each one to see how it applies. The first thing we have here is the definition of the superintendent for Kootuat Water District. The incumbent serves as the superintendent of the Kootuat Fire District's water department. They are responsible for the overall management of all aspects of the operation, maintenance, and improvements of the efficiency and effectiveness of the delivery of water to the Kootuat Fire District. In this capacity, their goal is to protect the water supply and its associated systems and deliver safe, clean water for residential use and for fire suppression that meets or exceeds federal and state standards and the district's needs in a sustainable manner. So as far as a definition of what the job is, that's what we have so far. So we've identified the body, Kootuat Fire District's Water Department. And the goal is the overall management of all aspects of operation and maintenance. Yeah.
Supply.
Yeah.
Associated systems. Deliver
yeah.
Safe,
maintenance.
Clean water for residential and fire suppression.
Meet or exceeds federal and state standards. All right. I just want to go over the one part about exceeds federal and state. Is there a significant difference between the federal and state standards? I asked that question because I've got an email from a resident that talks about an article they saw in the paper how we don't.
EPA.
Federal standards.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to know what they identify federal standards are as compared to what we go by, which are the state standards.
We go by the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Yeah.
Which basically is the federal standards also.
Okay.
What the person is talking to you about is guidelines.
Yeah.
They're not actual standards. They're suggested guidelines by the EPA. So it. There are thresholds there. The article that you're talking about, they say that they're present. That's it. They don't even say that they're above any kind of threshold or anything that's out there. But yeah, there are cancer-causing presence in the water.
In all water.
But there is such minimal levels that you'd have to, you know, drink 2,000 gallons a day for it to affect you in any way, in something like that.
So let me ask this question. Of the standards, do we meet whatever the most stringent requirement is, whether it's federal or state, if you have two different standards, do we meet the most rigid one, or?
I answer the state right now. I don't answer to anybody at the federal level.
State standards have to meet or exceed federal standards.
Right. So I mean, they have to answer to the federal government.
Right.
So their standards have to, you know, their standards trickle down to me.
Yeah.
So you just want to put in parentheses that state standards meet or exceed federal standards, or do we have to just that's the thing we should know?
You can say state, but that's fine because the state actually should be a little more than the federal.
Yeah.
Because it's Massachusetts for one thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And they may very well come up with additional standards for some of those chemicals of emerging concern at some
point, but right now it's not,
correct,
not in law.
Correct.
They're just, these are things we're watching and we're studying and we're trying to get a handle on, you know, just how much is bad for a person.
Right.
Which is not there yet, and extremely costly to test for.
Yeah.
And probably a lot more problematic to treat for. But
yes, and that's one of the things that, you know, like I said, down the line we're going to have to do, whether it's a water quality study, whether it's a, we're going to have to do some kind of filtration like everybody else now.
Yeah.
You put chlorine in the water, which is going to oxidize anything. You bring the pH up. You know, everything that we have is keeping it, bringing everything into a solid form.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's, you know, iron into ferrous form or ferric. I'm confused by the two, but it's going to have to be filtered out at one point because we're going to start getting turbidity. We're going to start getting dirty water all over the place, you know, and there's going to be have to be ways to filter it out. And you can't ask everybody just to throw a filter on their house because then they'll be changing them constantly.
Right.
And that gets to be a very pricey thing.
Yep. Okay. So we're okay with the definition.
Mm-hmm.
The next section is duties and responsibilities. You want to read the first bullet there?
Sure. Responsible for the CWD interactions with ratepayers and the general public. When issues arise that require interpretation of policy or are controversial in nature, these are elevated by the superintendent to the Board of Water Commissioners. The incumbent treats all ratepayers, fellow employees, members of the general public, and other district, town, and state employees and officials with respect, civility, and in a non-discriminatory manner. Ratepayers' financial matters are held in confidence.
Okay. Like I say, I know that this reflects what we do. I know the ratepayers' financial matters are held in confidence because we're very careful about that.
Our bylaws say that anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's okay in that.
Can I read the next one?
I think the first bullet stands on its own. Go ahead. Next bullet.
Manages the water district personnel, land, equipment, contracts, and supplies with the desired outcome of providing high-quality water, meeting federal and state standards in quantities necessary to satisfy all the water district's needs. Long-term goal is to meet the district's water needs in an efficient and sustainable manner. So that goes back to
the
overarching goal up top.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Again, I think that bullet stands on its own. I don't see any reason to change anything.
Land, equipment, contracts, supplies. Is there anything else? Land, equipment, contracts, supplies.
Employee.
Personnel. It says district personnel.
Yeah.
Land, equipment. Yeah, the personnel part's in there, too.
Yeah.
Personnel.
Yeah. Okay. So the next bullet, responsible for recruiting, screening, parentheses, Corey, and all relevant background checks. Parentheses, hiring and training of employees, responsible for orientation of new employees, including distribution of handbook, discussions, and verbal and written instructions. So the distribution of all the stuff you need. I know we talked about the ethics test last time. That would be part of that pile.
Yeah, that's something I have here that was not done. I got a couple things to talk to you about.
Okay.
What's going on in the month and everything else next month. We got some training going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there another bullet that deals with you maintaining your licenses and training?
There should be.
I just wanted to go through all, let's see, if it, let's make a note upon that.
Well, I mean, that's all standards anyways. That is Mass General Law.
Maybe it's in the requirements. It's in requirements.
Yeah.
On the last page.
Okay. So The next bullet, superintendent schedules all employee activities, including making improvements and preventative maintenance on the Kootenai Water District's land, equipment, pumps, chemical feeding systems, system security systems, water storage facilities, etc. They have the freedom to determine the means, methods, and the personnel to use in scheduling any operations. They're responsible for scheduling all overtime and vacation leave, maintaining the accrued time off report. They also adjust schedules when employees are out on an unanticipated sick leave or through other absences. So this is just like a housekeeping thing. What you do with this reflects the normal action that you do now on a weekly basis.
Good.
Yeah, you want to go to the next bullet?
Implements, monitors, and enforces water conservation measures. Takes actions to encourage voluntary conservation efforts and increase the public's awareness of the measures that can be taken to protect our water supply. Uses all available security procedures and equipment to safeguard the Kootenai Fire District's water supply and protect the infrastructure from vandalism, theft, or damage. Ensures that the Kootenai Water District's security systems are operational and in good state of repair and adequately monitored. Prepares response plans in the events which can be anticipated. Interacts with local or state police departments or with authorities to safeguard Kootenai Water District's facilities to the best of their ability, given the limitations of the equipment and resources currently available.
So what, one of the things I got from that was a like an emergency plan.
EFP.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have emergency plans for power outages, droughts, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's accessible to everyone, right?
As of January 23rd.
Okay.
2017.
All right, the next bullet, review all information and data generated from the Kootenai Water District's activities. Remains current on all pertinent information related to water quality or delivery generated by either internal or external sources. Conveys important findings about water quality, quantity, equipment condition, and future needs of the Board of Water to the Board of Water Commissioners and through the use of reports, summaries, analysis, graphs, charts, etc. Directs and oversees all required and incidental water quality tests and ensures all local, state, and federal testing and standards are met or exceeded. So I know we get the reports, and I know we go do all the testing. Let me get the reports. You want to do the next bullet?
Yep. Establishes and manages all contracts and reports on the progress of contracts, RFPs, and important communications with outside controlling authorities to the Barstable
Board of Water
Commissioners. Remains current with changes in town, state, federal regulations impacting the water district goals. Coordinates with other entities, i.e. Highway Department, Building Commission, Cape Cod Commission, etc., when undertaking planning, development of execution of infrastructure projects.
Do you have any questions about that? I don't.
No.
Yeah.
You know, what I don't know, I can hire someone to do, so.
Yeah.
I do what I have to. Yeah.
All right. Directs or appropriately delegates emergency response to situations related to the water district through the direction of water department employees, contractors, or other district, town, state, or Massachusetts employees. Coordinates with outside authorities as necessary to adequately respond to the situation.
Yep.
All right. Ensures that all necessary critical activities and associated records of the water department are generated and maintained. These include monthly usage updates, chemical treatments, and water quality reports, installations, disconnections, repairs, reports of engineering studies, water audits, meter testing, leak detection, annual system flushing, etc. All right, why don't you go do the next one, then.
Stays current on all financial aspects of the Couture Water District, including budgeting, accounts receivable, and disbursements. Anticipates capital expenditures, brings these to the attention of the Board of Water Commissioners. Budgets for the support of all necessary training for employees and themselves.
All right.
Yeah, you want to do the next one?
Sure.
Good.
Manages all employees of the water district, treats all employees in a fair, consistent, equitable manner, ensures they are adequately trained and performing their duties in a business-like, professional manner. They are also responsible for noting any discrepancies between workloads and available personnel and brings suggested remedies to the Board of Water Commissioners. Encourages the development of a team work environment. Conveys policies and guidelines to all employees. Determines jointly with the Board of Water Commissioners the critical elements of employee positions. Evaluates employee performance formally every year. May reward, praise, encourage, reprimand, discharge, or place on probation any employee. These latter actions should be justified and be documented in accordance with the employee handbook and referred to the attention and approval of the Board of Water Commissioners. Acts as the WD Sexual Harassment Officer. Water District Sexual Harassment Officer. Acts as the Equal Employment Opportunity Officer. Has responsible for the overall Water District Affirmative Action Plan in their capacity as the Affirmative Action Officer. These leadership responsibilities may not be delegated, but the incumbent may seek assistance with their execution. If the incumbent is personally involved with any issues in any of these three areas, they will elevate it to the Board of Water Commissioners. The incumbent also acts as the Water District Safety Officer, but may delegate this responsibility.
Makes sense.
Yeah. The only thing, a couple of things that when I was listening to this and looking at the same time, obviously, as the head of the department, if there's any discipline needs to be taken care of, you follow a process and go through that. You've never had to fire anyone, have you?
Yes.
You have?
I have.
Okay. And is there a normal procedure that goes through, or do you have, like, steps you have to make sure there's a verbal reprimand?
I have told them that, you know, it has to go through you guys.
Yeah.
So I officially cannot fire or had not fired until it came through you, and it was at the time, let him go.
Okay. That's something we would address in executive session.
Yeah, I would write somebody up for a second time or a third time, and this is the situation, and it was a threat on another gentleman's causing bodily harm.
Okay.
I guess we'll say right in the intersection of Putnam Avenue and Main Street, so it wasn't
right.
Very well hidden.
And now on all these other things, access sexual harassment officer, equal opportunity officer, is there any special training that goes with that, or is just any guidance that goes with that?
There is a couple classes that can be taken to give the guys a little bit of information beforehand. The handbook has a little bit about it. Says that we follow all mass laws on everything. So anything that I would run across, I would ask for help on usually because I'm not a lawyer or anything like that. So I would usually ask for the legal help on anything.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was any training for you as the superintendent and having the responsibility to be the person that they...
I can look into that.
Yeah.
I'll look into it. I know that there's a course coming up that two of the guys are going to for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That the fire department is having. We belong to a company called Network...
So like an employee assistance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to come down and do a class for the fire department, okay. And we've been invited to go over to it.
Okay.
Just happens to be a day when Jen's on her honeymoon and JR's going to be away skiing, so I'll be at the office. I'm going to send the two other guys down, okay, to go to it, and the next one that comes up, or I'll talk to them about doing another one that other people that couldn't make that one can make.
Okay.
But I will check into them, too, and see if there's anything that they have for
supervisors
they know of.
I know part of the state ethics training that you do online,
yep,
that's required now for public employees, they've got a little bit of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Not much.
No.
But I think, I mean, it, right now it's been obvious in everywhere we go on TV and radio stuff,
yep,
there's stuff like this is hitting the fan pretty quickly. And some people seem to be caught off guard with what guidelines and what we have to be watching for. So it'd be better if we had something to stand behind and say that we've had some training and we're just not, we have something to stand on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And as a responsible officer.
Yeah.
That's probably one of your jobs.
Yeah.
Right?
Being the responsible guy now. Come
yeah,
on.
Right.
So I just make a note there about training for these different responsibilities.
Equal opportunity, sexual harassment, and
affirmative action.
Affirmative, yeah.
Right now, I'll just put an arrow to them. All right. The last bullet on this section, responsible for representing the Kootenai Water Department at public meetings such as Prudential Committee, Civic Association, Barnstable Town Council, etc., on matters related to the operation of the Kootenai Water Department or regulations related to the water quality and delivery held at any municipal level. And you do that now anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything under duties and responsibilities that you think we might have left out? Can you think of anything, Chris?
No, you know, the only thing I had talked to before, and I think it's all in there pretty good, is there's a couple points there where there's some stuff there that I might put off to an assistant sometime, someday, give myself a little bit of an easier break here and there,
yeah,
make them in charge of a couple different other things. There's stuff there that Jen helped, that Jen mm-hmm. does that saves me a ton of time. One of her one of her little magic sheets
mm-hmm.
that she makes for me, where all you have to do is put a number in, and,
yeah,
and the number's done at the end. She
right.
works with Excel,
yeah.
Excuse me. So, you know, I don't know if at one point in there should be. I know we said that I couldn't give it to somebody to do for these here. That distinctly says I can't.
Yeah,
but there's really nothing there that says I can, so I don't know if that even needs to be added. As long as it gets done, it's done.
Okay.
And
with what, the sexual harassment equal?
That's something, yeah, that I would not give to anybody else. You know, that,
yeah,
it says in there that, you know, no, you can't designate it to anybody else. You got to do it, understandably.
Yeah.
There's other things there though that we've gone over that are things that I do that I do. Have not assistance, but you know, I have assigned it to other people to do certain parts of it, the maintenance parts and everything else. So I think it's kind of unsaid, but I don't know if we want to say it is what I'm saying. I don't. Doesn't have to be put in. I just wanted to be aware and everything. And I know it's.
I mean, it's there are a few points in there where it specifically says may delegate to
right.
to other employees as you deem fit. And if it's not there and you delegate, does that then mean that you
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What,
it doesn't say not to. The only place it says not to is when you hit these
yeah.
three. So I just didn't know if at the end of some of them we should see as C's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, it does say it.
Yeah.
I get it. these leadership responsibilities may not be delegated.
Correct.
Okay. The only thing I always had in my mind, and we talked about it quite a while ago, that kind of one of the things that pushed us to get here was the cross-training among personnel.
Mm-hmm.
To such a small department with not a designated assistant that would be the next person up in case you had a medical problem, or
yep.
Say someone came in offered you $1 million job and you decided to move on. Should I say that louder? So I just wanted to know how the training of the operators are, how that can be incorporated into having them have a better understanding of what your job and responsibilities are in case there's a need where people need to pick up some slack.
Training.
Yeah.
For one thing, it's going to help quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have a document started, and Jen has promised to work with me when she gets back from vacation. Or I should say I've promised to work with Jen when she gets back from vacation.
Okay.
On what should be done, what months, kind of a dummy's guide to running the water district kind of thing, you know, just a little bit of this is when we get our meters calibrated, the master meters
yeah.
calibrated here, start, you know, this is when we start working on our ASR, this is when we start.
It's like a calendar for the year.
Yeah, this is when we get our pump maintenance done. This is, on the calendar year, basically in some kind of just sheet that says, hey, it's January. Boom, 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 boom. This has to be done. Now it's February. This has to be done. Besides the normal monthly reports and the normally weekly reports, everything else.
All right. Is there anything else under that whole section there?
I'm just thinking about the whole being able to delegate without worrying, is this something that I can do that with, or is it something that, because it's not explicit in my duties and responsibilities, if I do and it gets screwed up, it's going to come back to haunt me. You know, and I'm wondering if we could put a general statement in that somewhere, and maybe it's in the definition, where the superintendent has the flexibility to delegate duties and responsibilities as he or she sees fit, given their professional background.
Unless otherwise noted
in
something, maybe, yeah.
Just kind of a little catch-all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not that I'm looking to delegate your job away.
Right.
No.
But I'm looking for something that that the everyday operation throughout the course of the year, as things come up, that normally come up, there is some time spent with the employees so they understand why things have to be done, what you look for as far as the quality it has to be done to.
Right.
And so if you're not there, they won't be doing this for the first time on their own.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well,
it's going to create a lot of work for you. It really is. But
right.
Hopefully it's just going to be a one, you know.
Right. Let's go over everything. Just keep that in the back of
okay.
mind.
Okay. All right.
That way, I mean, if we've run into, because this has happened before, I've done something like this, then we get to the very end of it, and it's taken care of, right.
Right.
So let's run through it. Keep that in mind.
All right.
That's my only concern. As long as, like I said, everything's in there, and said it before, meets federal and state guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Span of authority. The incumbent works under the direct oversight of the Board of Water Commissioners. They act as the first point of contact for district and town officers, contractors, vendors, ratepayers, and general public. They are responsible for the day-to-day operation of the department and provide guidance, proposed plans, and suggestions to the Board of Water Commissioners. All questions on policy expenditures not previously approved in the budget are brought to the attention of the Board of Water Commissioners. All disputes with ratepayers, contractors, or interpretation of policy are elevated to the Board of Water Commissioners. The incumbent may exchange information with all Kootuat Fire District, Town of Barnstable, and Barnstable County, Massachusetts state employees for the purpose of improving the performance, defining a problem or remedy of a situation. Serious disputes are raised to the level of the Board of Water Commissioners when they cannot be resolved by the superintendent. That was a really long run-on sentence there for a while.
It was. But it's good, right?
Makes sense, but...
So you work with us and you work with the other agencies that help you remedy any situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, just the one, you know, it says the incumbent works under the direct oversight of the Board of Water Commissioners. I don't oversee your daily operation.
You don't? No.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know your daily operation.
No, but I do work for you.
Yeah.
So you are really overlooked. I mean, you can ask any question you need.
I kind of see our role as you know, a policy board. That's policy.
Yeah.
And then you decide how to implement it. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Policy and major decision
work for you. Yeah. You don't work for us. You work for the district.
Yeah.
For the residents. We're just here to help you.
Well, it says they, we're not talking about the water commission, we're talking about the superintendent, right?
Yeah.
Superintendent acts as?
Yeah.
Acts as the first point of contact.
So instead of works under the direct oversight, could it just be incumbent works?
Reports to.
Reports to or works with? With the policies and general guidelines established by the Board of Water Commissioners, reports to.
I think that the original description was always reports to to Water Commissioners, or works under the direct supervision, something to that effect.
Because I don't think any of the three of us would do this, but I've worked for boards before where you have every board member thinks they're your boss. And that can be us.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, sometimes I've questioned whether or not, as being chairperson, I step on your toes sometimes. As far as, you know, and I don't want to over,
right.
I don't want to be, I'd say, I don't know, I don't do your job every day. And I'm not trying to hurt your job, I'm trying to help, but I don't want to be the one that says, oh, try doing it this way today.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we right now let's go with reports to.
You could just change it. The incumbent works with and reports to the Board of Water Commissioners.
Yeah, we'll let that. We'll come back and look at that afterwards.
Yeah.
Work environment.
Sure.
Work is performed in the water department's business office. The business office is heated and cooled as necessary to maintain a comfortable working environment. However, the incumbent will also work out of doors, often in inclement weather, and occasionally under harsh conditions. They will often be called on to represent Water District at Board of Water Commissioners and Prudential Committee meetings or all other public meetings as needed to represent the Kootuat Fire District's Water Department. The incumbent is on call 24 hours a day except when they are on leave.
There's one sentence that seems to be really redundant. We've said it a couple of times already. Represent the water department at the Board of Water Commissioners. We've already said that at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And other public meetings is needed to represent the Cotuit Water Fire District's Water Department. We've had that in the before.
Yeah, we've already talked about
so we can just.
Yeah,
I don't want to be redundant with that.
All
yeah.
meetings at all.
You know, often be called on to attend meetings, right?
Yeah.
That's not really an environment either.
No.
So cross out that sentence. The on-call 24 hours a day is
you're right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does. I mean, if there's something big out there, I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine.
All right. Oh, requirements. You haven't been there 7 years yet, have you? Requirements, a minimum of 7 years experience or a combination of 2 to 3 years of formal training and 4 years of experience in managing water delivery systems, a bachelor's degree or civil or environmental engineering is desired, or equivalent experience with at least 3 years experience with municipal water delivery systems and demonstrates personal management skills. Demonstrated skills in the community both verbally and in written. This is kind of a typo. In written form.
Hey, Vic.
All right, as of 5:40, we can start this meeting. Vic has arrived.
Sorry, I'm in a bit of hibernation.
There you go. Okay, we're just going over the superintendent's definition and duties and all that. Do you have a copy of it?
I think here someplace.
Okay. No, it's not.
Okay.
So in the meantime, under this requirements and reading this here, it's kind of a convoluted paragraph to me. With different,
the one you just read?
Yeah. 7 years experience or this or that or this or that or this or that.
Right.
I just tell you, I mean, there should be a minimum number of years of experience because experience is important. You can't learn experience by reading a book or taking a class.
Correct.
Formal training, though, is also important because there's things change outside the scope of our doing everyday job. We learn how things change in as things grow with time, the rules and all that stuff. Every job that I've seen, that there's becoming a need for a higher education level, higher education. Well, right now, you don't have a college degree, right?
No.
But there may be a need for it as a possible requirement in the future.
Right.
So.
There are people, there are towns out now that are asking for engineering degrees to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the large towns and everything. They want, you know, somebody who's got the bachelor's of.
Yeah. So the 2 degrees, civil or environmental, which one would be more civil or environmental engineering, which would be the best fit for this job?
Either one, really. I mean, we actually don't do a lot of planning out there for, like, roads, grounds, anything
yeah.
like that.
So would a degree in business be important?
It's tough because, yeah, you almost want more of a business degree.
Yeah.
With something like that, but it's...
Well, with you know, filtration systems coming online and treatment systems, I think environmental engineering would be a good skill to have. Whether or not it's a bachelor's degree, is, you know.
Right. The guys over here that Tater and Howe, excuse me, just built that treatment plant over in Mashpee.
Yeah.
That is a grade 4 water treatment license system that they built. They built it without anybody having a license to run the plant in the town of Falmouth. They just hired somebody, like, I think it was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Finally. They were trying to get Donnie Rugg to come in from Syrian Company
oh, yeah.
and just rent him just to come in once an hour a day just to run the plant.
Yeah.
And sign off on it. He said, there's no way. They had to go and hire a guy from off Cape someplace to come down because it's not a license that anybody has real close or anything like that. There's never anything like that on the Cape. Who needs one on the Cape? So they had to go off Cape to recruit somebody down, and they finally got a guy over there running it now and everything. But I mean, this is the thing.
And that's in Falmouth?
That's in Falmouth, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much going on, and things are changing down the line that eventually everybody's going to have to treat. And it depends what they're going to ask for a treatment license on any of those. And this is what we got to find out. Because, like I said, I'm going to have to go back to school to have the licenses for what we got going on.
Yeah.
Eventually, down the line. Either that or get offered $1 million someplace. It's a great idea.
Okay.
Does anybody offer a degree in water treatment?
What's that?
Does anybody offer a specific degree
yeah.
in
Right now, that's what the guys are taking the class for. Is a water treatment preparatory class, which you have to take before you can take the test. So that's what the guys, they did tonight, they're taking their final at Cape Cod Community College because actually the old superintendent from Falmouth is teaching the class. And he's a stickler, but he does a good job.
But as far as a degree in this area, it's like where my job, they had a degree in fire science.
Right.
Which covered all aspects of fire science.
Yeah, there isn't.
There's nothing like that for water treatment.
No, those are special licenses from the state.
Okay.
You know, you got your water treatment, you got your wastewater license if you want to go out and get that even. You know, you got your distribution licenses. There's different kinds of licenses out there. It helps, you know, for the long run to do that because that's specific towards what we're looking at. That's what should be in the description of them, and I believe it is down the line.
Yep.
It calls for them with what we have to do now.
So if we look at this as that first paragraph, a minimum of 7 years experience or a combination of, let's just say, an advanced degree in civil, environmental, engineering, or business with for at least 4 years of experience managing a water delivery system. Because that's going to actually, an advanced degree is going to be a 4-year degree.
Right.
So that pretty much covers the timeline we're covering there. Does that make sense?
I don't think you want to say advanced degree. At least my connotation with that word is something beyond a bachelor's.
Right.
Yeah, you could say a bachelor's degree or equivalent, but if you say advanced degree, and maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I have the wrong meaning in my head for that word that you're leaping for.
In my mind, what I'm trying to get to is a degree, like we talked about there. It could be an associate's degree. It could be a bachelor's degree. It could be more so.
It could be an undergraduate degree.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a bachelor's. It could be an associate's
yeah.
or a bachelor's.
but some more than just high school education that's keyed in on this type of, it would be an aid for this job. So we'll have to wordsmith that.
Is there, Chris, in the country any place that offers an associate degree, particularly in water management, or a bachelor's degree in water management?
Not that I know of, but I will check in.
I think there's one in Hawaii.
Well, maybe I'll have to take it. Do you know of anything like that, Russ?
No.
Yep. Yeah.
So, and is it a 4-year for engineering, or is it two?
It's either 4 or 5. Northeast has a 5-year program, and most schools have a 4-year program.
Okay.
And they have a 2-year association on engineering technology, I believe, but that's okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, requirements for a superintendent. You know, right now it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you know, down the line, you know, I don't know. I see myself probably being here at least 10 more years, 11 more years. What's going to happen then? You know, one of these guys that are coming up and working with me going to be ready for something like that? And we're going to say, well, you don't have any of these licenses, so no, you can't even apply.
Well, that's one of the reasons we're doing this, because
yeah.
We want to have someone, if they have to spend some time getting that stuff, if that's what their goal is, then this is what they have to do to get themselves eligible.
We do have that in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A combination of education and experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've got the formal training, 4 years experience in managing water, and then bachelor's degree is what it reads now in civil or environmental engineering with desire or equivalent experience with at least 3 years experience with the municipal water delivery system, demonstrated personnel management skills. I think it's pretty good. You might want to change if you want to change it from bachelor's, you could just call it an undergraduate level degree.
Or even just a degree.
You know, and it could be an associate's or a bachelor's in civil or environmental engineering or a related field.
And related to chemistry, yeah. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Because I could envision the way that water systems are being looked at now and the importance of maintain a sustainable water system. I could certainly envision 4Cs putting together some certification programs, licensing programs for, you know, water managers.
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah.
So there's a statewide association for water superintendents, isn't there?
There's a what?
A statewide association. Is there? Do you talk to other superintendents?
Yes, we have a superintendent's association.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any information through there on education available to?
No. No, it's all about Mass Water Works or New England Water Works,
mm-hmm.
Throwing their classes out. You can do different sources on, you know, supervisory, classes on different practices and stuff like that. Because most of them aren't managerial. Most of them are pump safety, OSHA, stuff like that.
Is there a national association, Chris?
What's that?
Is there a national association?
Yeah, American Water Works.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of associations out there, yeah.
All right, so we're kind of limited.
I think Texas is going to be with American Water Works. If you want, I can go down there and start asking some questions. When you guys want to come with me, maybe.
January, yeah.
You bring the boat down?
Just go over these last few bullets on this page, and then we can finish it up before we have to close this down. Skillful in the use of databases for summarizing and analyzing information, proficiency in use of programs key to a water district operation within 1 year of starting employment. Must possess and maintain Class 2D drinking water operational certificate and 1T Massachusetts grade 2 water distribution license. If the water district classification changes, additional license may be required. Must possess a Massachusetts cross connection and control device tester / super surveyor license, or this must be obtained within 1 year of employment. Must possess a valid driver's license, Class D. Must have a working knowledge of Massachusetts open meeting law and procurement laws. And that is the last one. No, there's more, isn't there? That's it.
Well, then we've got the evaluation.
I know.
Yeah.
So do you have all this stuff right now? You have the Class 2D?
Yes.
And 1T?
Yep.
Do the cross-connection control device tester surveyor license?
That really should not be something that the superintendent needs.
Okay.
The department needs one, or they have to hire someone who has one to come in and test some devices. I myself am certified those, cross-connection tester / surveyor. Brian's a tester. It's nice to have somebody on the department that is. It doesn't have to be the superintendent.
Okay. And it says, or this must be obtained within 1 year of employment.
Yeah, that could probably be stricken out of there, basically. That's more of a thing, just that the superintendent should make sure that there's one certified person within the department.
Don't we need two, Chris? I mean, this comes back to you. Do you have an assistant superintendent?
Yeah,
so that there's somebody, you know, something happens to somebody that has sick, you're always covered.
Yeah,
we
usually do have two people do it. You can keep it there if you want. It's got to be done within so long. It's all within 3 years and stuff like that, the testing.
Mm-hmm.
So many tests within 3 years and everything. I think it's 25 tests in a 3 year span. Keep the license. Three surveys.
I like the idea of redundancy, you know, in the personnel, so somebody
We were talking about cross training, so there's
in
the absence of Chris, for whatever reason, someone can nothing will be missed.
Right.
And they won't be looking at something for the first time.
Yeah.
All right, so for lack of time, we've got to close this up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to go through this and make some minor changes as to what we talked about and get a copy to you guys before our next meeting. And then we can we'll have to spend some time looking at the evaluation.
Did you already have one?
I got one. It's right here.
So if there's any concerns on them, everybody mark them up if they can.
Yeah.
The evaluation criteria?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this on our own and try to share this stuff with each other and see if we can come up with something for our January meeting. With that in mind.
If you want that, I have notes on that.
Okay. Yeah. Like to close this. Do you have a motion to close this workshop?
I make a motion that we close the employee evaluation and job descriptions workshop.
Second
motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. We got about 2 or 3 minutes before we jump into the next part. How you doing, Russ?